The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing his column most recently about surprising developments at the Department of State in the Biden administration. This is Antony Blinken, Secretary of State. And we have a quote here online from a young woman named Zakiya Carr Johnson, who job is Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, CDIO, at the Department of State. The quote is unusual. Because we live and work within systems so deeply rooted in patriarchy and colonialism and racism and otherism, we tend to be very resistant to shifts and changes. It's very uncomfortable for many colleagues. A culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal, right? In order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. I read this before, but I just read it out loud, and I'm less confident now than when I started as to what Ms. Johnson is addressing. It would seem, my first and second and third reading, it would seem that she's interested in dismantling the United States of America? Is that too broad an ambition? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. No, basically what the left does, it's very much like when the left says, I support the troops, but not the war. You cannot tell someone who's risking their life on behalf of your country that what they're doing is immoral and that you do not support it, and yet you support them. That is not how that works. So what they're trying to say is that, yes, sure, they love America once they fundamentally transform it into something else. So they're trying to have their cake and eat it, too. And then you get the Prague whistles and everything else. And it raises the fundamental question, John. How do you praise what you hate? The goal of the United States State Department is the promotion of the image and the interests of our nation abroad. Right? Am I wrong about that, John?
No, that's the job. Okay. It's a senior ministry to do it.
Yeah. So if you hate the United States as it is currently constituted, are you going to be effective promoting the image and interests of the United States across the world? I would think logically the answer is no. And so now you have people within the State Department, just as you do in major corporations and universities and K-12 systems. We have an entire class of commissars and apparatchiks that loathe the United States, that, quote, fundamentally want to transform it, end quote, that are being paid billions of dollars to denigrate and destroy the foundations of the United States, Constitution and others. So start with free speech, which is high on their list of things that they want to destroy. So when you ask yourself, John, why would anybody be interested in going into the State Department to promote the United States' image and interests abroad, that does not like the United States, raises significant questions about the future role of the State Department in actually fulfilling its mission.
It is a puzzle why you would want to work at State Department promoting the face and structure of the United States to rival sovereign states while denouncing the United States as, what's this now, patriarchy, colonialism, racism, and otherism. Otherism, I take as a catch-all. And we need to be very resistant. Oh, I see. We need to change. Into what? Is there an answer somewhere else, what we're changing into?
Well, I think the change would wind up turning us into a Stalinist cesspool. But I don't support that change because I'm attached to the past. I'm attached to the concepts of liberty, equality, tolerism, and pluralism. And I think they've availed us well. I think they've allowed us to transcend many of the challenges that we have, that we face from abroad and internally, and we'll be able to do so. I don't think that we should be retconning the American Republic with the die call to diversity, inclusion, and equity, which are certainly not what they claim to be and certainly aren't in practice. So the proponents of switching out the fundamental constructs of the United States, the core constitutional principles upon which we were founded, have a rather large task ahead of them, but I don't think they should be doing it by taking taxpayer dollars, corporate dollars, money intended for schools, and trying to fulfill their nefarious purposes by again denigrating and deconstructing the United States into what can only be constituted as a socialist Stalinist cesspool.
I agree with you. One more consideration. These remarks would not be tolerated in our adversaries' governance. Is that an issue for people who are so unhappy with the U.S. that the U.S. is a beacon to the world because of our adversaries, China and Russia? I can name them all. Is that part of their concern? I can't tell.
Well, last time we looked, John, Russia and China are not having huge problems on their borders with people trying to get in.
Nope.
Right? And we had about, what, 8
the
to
opposite,
10 million people,
the opposite.
Something
they're,
like that?
They're,
yeah.
They're leaving their borders.
Yeah, the Soviet Union built a wall to keep people in. In East Germany, right?
The young men coming through the Darien Gap from China, they're leaving.
Well, some of them are probably military age and shouldn't be here either, period. But at the end of the day, John, what you have is, again, the left is more interested in narrative and ideology than they are in reality. And that does not avail our country well.
Okay.
It does not avail anybody.
There's a controversy at NPR right now that I've sort of followed around the edges. Apparently, the new president of NPR is a outspoken, well, something like what I just read, you know, otherism. And a young man has quit.
Stalinism. The word is Stalinism, John.
No, I mean denouncing otherism. That's what this Johnson did.
So she's denouncing feminism too?
Otherism.
I don't think so.
She denounced patriarchy, colonialism, racism, and otherism. So otherism is enough.
Socialism? Did she denounce socialism too?
No, otherism.
Okay. I don't know what the otherism is.
And Catherine Mayer is her name. And she's called attention to herself by putting out remarks these last years that are surprisingly similar to this. So there's a trend in government, NPR being a semi-governmental posting, that rewards this poor opinion of America. Is that general enough?
Well, I think the big problem is that in her past statements and her past activities, she's been a staunch opponent of free speech and believes in the Marcuse, liberating tolerance, repressive tolerance, where the left gets to speak and nobody else does. I think that's a problem for somebody who wants to run national public radio. If you don't support the First Amendment and you run a national public radio, you might have a problem.
Well, then again, it is entertaining. And you are the State Department and you denounce the state.
It'd be entertaining, John, except it's our money.
Well,
it's taxpayer money.
Well, it's deficit spending. So the Biden administration has provided us examples of high comedy.
Yeah, yes, high comedy and low performance.
Didn't I?
And even lower expectations that they'll do their job.
Oh, I think I read recently. Yes, I did. Make sure I've got it. That Harvard University's chief officer for cheating has now been accused of cheating on her academic work, plagiarism.
Is that kind of like when FDR put Joe Kennedy in charge of the stock exchange?
Yeah, exactly. when the arsonist is in charge of the campfire. Yeah, exactly. that was witty of FDR, though, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
To put the
yes, it was.
To pay the fox to be in the chicken coop?
Oh, he's a well-paid boss.
Now, one general question, because we're running a political environment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does Biden actually believe this stuff? Can you tell?
I think No, I think what he's always shown an ability to be very malleable to the times. If you think about when he started and some of the things that he said and some of the things he supported, certainly would have got anybody canceled these days if he wasn't president of the United States and the Democratic nominee for president. Things like racial jungle and other things that he said in the past would certainly get people canceled today. So the left has an investment in pretending that Uncle Joe is not only electable but cognizant. So it's really hard to tell, but he's what he believes right now, because again, I don't, John, let's be honest. I mean, the left's biggest fantasy right now is that you could hire Joe Biden for any job other than President of the United States. You wouldn't put him in charge of a radio station. You wouldn't put him in charge of your family finances. You wouldn't put him in charge of anything. But the left decides that they're going to put him in charge of the country.
Yeah.
Wow. And we thought the people running the State Department and NPR were far out. It's just of a piece.
So we can look forward to it, presuming he's successful in his reelection. We can look forward to a second term of odd statements from the State Department and NPR.
Yeah, and from the White House itself, and from Mr. Biden himself. There are going to be crazy statements all over the place.
So we're going to see Joe Biden's acceptance, I mean, speech on victory, that the country he's just been elected to lead is deeply rooted in patriarchy, colonialism, racism, and otherism. He's going to say that.
And cannibalism.
And cannibalism. He's going to say that.
Why not?
Yeah.
If it'll get him votes, he'll say anything.
Well, it's true. Thaddeus
Maybe
McCut.
that's the otherism they're denouncing,
Yeah.
cannibalism.
Otherism. It's a catch-all term. It is a strange world.
Getting stranger by the minute.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician and American greatness columnist. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.